having fun is not hard. Hard.
Right. But the way it's written is having fun ain't hard when you have a lubricant.
Oh, okay, let's do this.
Alright. 14 minutes into the recording, let's start the show.
We're good. What episode are we up to? 23?
No, we're past that.
Yeah. No, 27. 20.
Yeah, I was gonna say.
26 was last time because it's been a year. Yeah, 52 weeks in a year. 27.
I saw that.
Fuck it, we'll do it live.
What's up with that? I mean, it's not really a surprise, but.
What's that? Sorry.
Battlefield 4 confirmed.
No shit.
Yeah. Hello and welcome to Triple Jump episode 27. My name's Angelo, and with me, as usual, is James Furler.
Hello.
Luke Bormer.
What's going on?
And recurring, sort of not recurring, special guest, Nick Coots.
Hello.
Hi. How are you all doing tonight?
What an introduction.
I know. Yeah,
way good. To make him feel welcome.
Recurring, sort of not recurring. He's alright, but he's also kind of not alright. He's Nick.
The handsomest man in the room.
Yes.
As found out by Boost. Can you tell that story, actually?
I'll tell it later.
Okay. All right.
Something all right. To look forward to there.
How are we, gentlemen? What have we been playing?
Other than
the recent Steam sale.
I've been moving house and having a cold, so I haven't really played that much. I played a little bit of Skyrim, a little bit of F1, but it was fucking F1. It's good, but it just does this shit like the pit crew. You know, I play it first. It deletes my good save, whatever. I'll play free play. Yeah,
great.
I'm you know what? I'm pretty mad about it, but it's all right. Fine. So I keep playing. I just play free play. I'm like, hey, I can still have fun. I don't need the career mode. You know, the racing's still good.
And, career mode's a bastard. I don't need him anymore.
Yeah. So I go through the practice and the qualifying and the three sessions of qualifying. Take a little penalty, drop back to 19th on the grid, get to about 6th, come in for my pit stop on about lap 7 or something, where my pit crew, they do the animation for taking the tire off. The tire stays on the car. They get the new tire and put it on top of the old tire.
Excellent.
Which, of course, raises a few eyebrows here and there, but whatever. And then drive away, the new tires disappear with the old tires still on the wheels. I'm like, maybe it's just a graphical glitch. No, they were really the old tires. So that's where I just like, old F4, fuck you F1 2011. And then I played some Shift 2, which I also got pretty mad at in the endurance races, but mostly because my own fault. Because apparently I cut the corner too much, so I get disqualified. Bam!
You know what's great?
Yeah.
At the end of this week, F1 2011 is going to rock up in my mailbox, and all you've done so far tonight
it's a good game.
Is trash F1 2011.
It's a good game, and
it's alright.
PS3? Right.
No, PC.
Oh, okay, excellent. We can totally co-op, it'll be fun. I don't know. Don't ever play it offline because it does weird stuff.
Oh, okay.
So, no, like I said, most of the problems were fixed and it's fun. But for some reason, I played it in an offline mode and it absolutely shat itself.
Cool.
So that's me.
Happy times.
Okay.
I also have no internet, in case I never mentioned that part. Back to having no internet because I just moved house.
Yeah. Which is great because last time I did a triple jump, you had no internet because they just cut it for fun.
Yep. Yep.
And apparently I think we figured out it was Luke's fault.
Yeah.
Mr. Telstra Man.
Very, very, very indirectly.
Because you happened to be out of the state, and then Luke's Furler's internet disappeared.
It's all very convenient.
Hey, that's an alibi I stick by.
Basically the problem with this time is because it's such a new house I moved into. It doesn't actually have a phone line yet.
It doesn't have the internet yet.
No, so
that's pretty new.
Yeah, it's a good house. Excellent house.
Hmm. What about yourself, Luke? What have you been playing?
I have been playing... Haven't been playing Battlefield for a change. I've had a few weeks off that.
Well, Megan!
Yeah, for once. I've got stuck into Batman Arkham Asylum because... Ooh. Yeah, I haven't
damn good
played
game.
That yet. And I'm a few hours in and I'm really liking it. I also bought Arkham City for $10 on Steam, which is very nice. And yeah, I think that's been about it. I haven't really been playing too many games.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. I think.
Go on.
To be honest, the whole last fortnight is a bit of a blur. I was away with work for a week, so that
I was going to say Jetpack Joyride.
Haven't got a Jetpack Joyride mentioned yet.
No, I haven't been playing that. I don't think I've been playing anything on my phone lately. Ooh. Just reading books.
Wow.
Like a normal person.
Books.
Like a normal on your phone.
No, I've actually been reading the Game of Thrones books.
Oh, yeah.
Which are very,
it's almost
very,
a game.
Very good.
How's
the game in the
how's
title?
The battery life on that thing?
It's pretty much indefinite.
Oh, yeah.
But the, like, backlighting is terrible.
Yeah, I'd say, yeah, get that changed.
I tried reading it in the dark, and I just couldn't see it.
Just put in, like, a better LCD.
I might try. But, you know, putting in a few hundred LCDs in a book might be a bit expensive.
Is it still water resistant?
That's funny.
That's funny.
Sorry, I really enjoyed that conversation. I thought that was really, really good.
Fair enough.
The graphics are pretty good though. They're the best I've seen.
Mm.
Most true to life.
That's the refresh rate.
Pretty good. It really depends on how fast you can, you know.
No blurring.
Input.
Would you say?
Slight aliasing. But
jaggies when you get up
jaggies.
Close.
V-sync when you turn the page too fast.
Gamma ray correction. What's that like?
Well, this is going down.
It was fun while it lasted.
Yeah, it was fun. It was fun until I spoke.
Probably should have stopped it after the first two jokes in hindsight.
What about yourself, Coots? What have you been playing?
Supersonic Acrobatic Rocket Powered Battle Cars.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
As always.
That was a high five.
That was quite a big one. Did it peak?
Oh, it did.
It peaked and it made the two red boxes go red. Because otherwise they're black. Anyway, it doesn't matter. GT5 because I got a Logitech G27 wheel, so I've been
good
getting,
wheel.
But thank you very much. Getting back into the GT5s, I started Assassin's Creed 2. I'm not talking
about
the vaginas. And
we laughed at that. Ezio's mother says that early on in the game.
Yeah. You need an outlet, mother. I have an outlet. I wasn't talking about vaginas.
She literally says that. Yeah, she actually says that.
Does that really need to play those games? I've only played the first one.
I howled with laughter.
Yeah, and I heard him.
Is that before or after the It's a Me Mario part?
Before, way before.
Yeah.
Like, earlier on in the game when he's still a teenager.
Yeah. I mustn't. I've played that part. Totally don't remember it.
The weird thing is, I checked my trophies the other day. I have 20% of the Assassin's Creed 2 trophies, and all I've done is finish up to like the third mission.
Mm-hmm.
How do I have 20% of the trophies when all I've done is push X to trophy? I don't get it. Other than that, I don't think I've been playing much else. Well, I have a game on my phone called Blast Monkeys, which is terrible. I've been playing that a bit.
It's just horrible.
It's not very good, but it's one of the few games I've actually got into. So yeah.
A few games on Android. Zing.
Oh. I have no witty retort. What have you been playing?
That hurts when you say stuff like
I've
that.
I played games, I think. No, not really. I've been just doing nothing, really. I played a little bit of Lego Star Wars with the girlfriend last week. That was fine. Tried to play some Child of Eden, but surprise, Kinect doesn't work. Then I played some Mighty Switch Force on the 3DS. That game's nice. I like that game.
Didn't you play Tiny, Big, Enormous, Small, Miniature, Massive World?
Oh, Tiny and Big in Grandpa's Leftovers.
Oh. Yeah.
That was good. I reviewed that for Stick Skills. It was okay. It was fun. It's a good little PC game. It's actually on sale on the Steam sale, which we'll get into a little bit later. But yeah, that was okay. It's a fun little puzzle platformer kind of thing that where you have to like manipulate the environment by like cutting down blocks and shit. And it's funny, it's got like an art style reminiscent of Cartoon Network's Adventure Time, if you guys have seen.
Yeah, I've seen some of it.
Yeah, it's kind of that kind of humor as well.
I watched one episode and didn't really.
It's a bit weird.
It.
Yeah, I'm not too much of a fan of it.
So many people love it.
Yeah, I know.
And I'm usually a fan of
dumb shit. No, I'm kidding.
I actually didn't mean to make it sound as bad as it sounded. Alternate humor, I guess you'd call it. Like Tim and Eric or that sort of thing.
See, I would have just said dumb shit if someone said that's kind of my thing. I'd be like, yeah, I like dumb shit, but okay. Alternate humor.
I was sitting near your bedroom when you were watching Naruto the other day, and yeah, you do like some dumb shit.
I do like dumb shit. I like some really dumb shit.
Uh-huh.
I think that's really about it. Other than playing games, I've just been buying a shit ton of games, which we can segue right into the latest Steam sale, which started about 4 or 5 days ago, and it still has about another 5 days to go.
Mm.
I'm not really excited about this Steam
sale,
to be
honest.
I've
got all the games that I... all the games that are cheap and I want, I've already bought in last year's sale.
Some of them have been really crazy cheap, though.
Not that many of them.
Some have. Not too many. Some
but
have.
Like,
Just Cause 2... Oh, no. What was the one that I got for $2.50? $3.75. Fucking...
L.A. Noir. Yeah, that was
even though I bought that game for Xbox, I got it for the PC just in case
I get a good
PC. I was
considering rebuying it because I used to have it for PS3 and then gave it away.
Mm.
That was a very good game.
Yeah, it's $7.50 now, which is still goddamn cheap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Considering I paid, $80 on launch?
Yeah, and I paid $25 to $30,
about
I think,
a year
at
ago?
Harvey Norman. Yeah.
Less than a year ago, actually.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, I mean, it's good and all, but it's nothing compared to last year's sale.
It's not worth the $3.75.
No. I mean, the whole sale.
Oh, also, yeah, no, last year's sale was pretty good.
Especially, the developer's packs. I bought, which one? 2K's developer pack. For $70, you got about $600 worth of games.
Mm.
You got about 30 or 40
really
games. Now you get 7.
Yeah, it's bullshit.
And you get the Ubisoft one, you get Assassin's Creed. What's the latest one?
Creed?
Revelations?
Yeah, Revelations.
And you don't get any of the old ones. I should have bought it last year when you got all the Assassin's Creed and all the Ubisoft games for,
The Rockstar one isn't too bad. I think it's $70 and you get all the latest GTAs plus Max Payne 3.
See, that's good, but I already own LA Noir and all the GTAs.
I know.
So that's paying $10 extra for Max Payne.
If I had a good PC and not the GTA games, I would consider getting that, but I'm fucked. Where are you, Phil? You haven't said anything. How does this affect your retail life, considering that digital is the way to
I have no comment.
I am legally obliged to have no comment.
And must speak like a robot.
German robot? I am a German robot.
I must speak like a robot.
German robot.
What was your question?
How does this make you feel?
How
as someone who works
sale?
In retail?
Well, obviously,
have you gotten many people who walk in, grab a box of a game, and
property.
They grab a game box and I can get this for $2, and then throw it on the ground and then shit on it.
Well, Angela, obviously, I feel strongly.
No, not really. I mean, everyone knows about Steam. The thing is, apart from
it's what you get when the kettle boils.
As a PC gamer, you don't generally go into stores to buy games unless it's on launch.
No, I don't know about that.
Unless you get a really good deal.
There's still definitely...
A lot of people still get some older games.
Enjoyable thing about going to a store and flicking
world.
Through and...
It's not on Steam.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good point.
But for, the majority of gamers who want to buy, Modern Warfare or...
yeah.
Modern Warfare X.
I wonder,
any of them.
I wonder how many more times we're going to interrupt Furla before he finishes.
Well, you ask a question and then...
I forgot I asked a little bit.
Anyway, to be honest, Steam prices, except for Valve titles, aren't that great during the year. So it's not a big deal.
Portal 2 was down to $5.
Yeah, and that's what I mean. Valve titles. They have no problem with
but that was,
selling
crazy.
Cheap
games only just every year old and it's down to $5. And unfortunately,
I bought it. Yeah, but you just bought it now.
Yeah, I bought 1 and 2 for $15.
I bought
that's still
great.
Still amazing. For
I was rubbing it.
Yeah, but then Angelo was just oh, you didn't get it for $3 less.
So
you're a dick, Angelo. I love living with this guy. Should we tell your audience that
tell
you
them.
And I now live together?
Tell them what
and are planning to get married.
No, and elope.
Yeah,
get married
actually,
and get married.
I didn't buy
elope and get married. Hey, Kate.
Never mind.
What?
I was just thinking, I was wondering how much I paid for Portal 1, but then I realised I bought the orange box.
Then I realised I just pirated a copy. No. Luke does not support pirating.
I do not pirate anything.
Luke actually got on a pirate ship and stole it from Steam and then sailed back to Australia.
Like actual piracy.
Yeah, he actually
pirated.
Which
is technically legal because it's international waters.
Proper piracy.
That doesn't make it legal. Doesn't make it illegal.
Unless there's a...
Well, it's a great, It's not black and white. There's a grey line there, but...
Actually, did you know?
Technically, it's not illegal.
I found unless there's a sufficient nexus to a country, which is normally where the boat was registered.
I found out the other day.
What if it's another pirate boat?
What, a pirate boat stealing from another pirate boat? You're right. Yeah. That would be amazing. I think that has the same effect as dividing by zero. It causes a black hole.
Sorry.
I found out the other day that apparently the guys who like ran Pirate Bay apparently tried to buy an island that was like in international waters, so they weren't affected by any laws.
Do you know what they
and they're trying to buy that island so they could run the Pirate Bay from
that.
Do you
know what
they
did instead of that?
The problem is the reason why they couldn't do that was because if anything happened to them, anyone could just declare war on them basically, and they wouldn't have any way to defend themselves.
Do you know what they did instead?
That's great. It's
fucking incredible. They got like, I don't know what, weather balloons, I assume, and they're floating their servers up in the air.
That's
running off
so
solar
funny.
And battery power. Using like a mobile 3G link to run their servers.
3G,
woo!
Cloud pirating, I like it.
Yeah,
it's pirating from the cloud.
That's really good.
They're like
it's
air buccaneers.
Meanwhile, they're standing below it, going, "Damn it, I'm on E again. What even is E? Get me on 3G."
Edge.
GSM. What, the guitarist from U2?
Yes.
The video game magazine.
Edge is actually GSM, which was the original digital phone network, but it gives you, I think, about 20 kilobytes.
Yeah, we're getting into the phone territory again.
It gives you better sound quality and faster data.
Faster?
Yes.
Why is it always
slightly
so
faster.
Slower?
Than 3G.
No, not than 3G.
Oh, right.
Then
Whoa!
Record scratch.
So it goes GSM. Edge, because Edge was a continuation on GSM, then 3G, then LTE, which is technically not 4G, but everyone's calling it 4G.
Yeah.
Right.
Where do carrier pigeons fit in that? How do I get data?
You do not want carrier pigeons carrying your data because you'll get a lot of packet loss.
I see.
When people shoot them.
Yeah. And they get run over in the air.
A tasty bird.
This is Coot's first foray into his Steam sales.
Yeah,
so how does
PC
this affect
gaming.
You, considering you are a Steam...
Virgin?
Yeah, virgin. That's a slut. That was done on work.
You're a Steam slut, Angela.
Yeah, I am. I'm a Steamy slut.
Yeah, this is my first round of Steam sales, and so far I've bought a couple of games that are going on my probably never going to actually play that pile.
Welcome.
Which, as far as I can tell, is the Steam way of life.
Yes, it is.
So,
definitely.
Steam is,
definitely.
Having Steam means owning every game possible and never playing them, or maybe just playing one.
Yeah.
Installing them and then realizing about 2 months later, I'm never going to play that and uninstalling them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I really need that hard drive space.
Yes. I had to clean out a few that I had either finished or was never going
to
play.
Luke hasn't heard about our troubles with Adam Internet and trying to get it on unmetered download.
So, we're on Adam Internet here in
what
this
was
house.
That?
No. Should have been on Telstra.
Oh, they said it should have come on Telstra. I would have like, yeah, I would come on Telstra.
The Adam Internet, the Adam Internet website says that Steam download content is unmetered.
Yes,
and
I
so
saw that.
We went la-di-da. That's pretty cool. We're on Adam Internet. We'll do it. We haven't figured out how to do it. It took like we've done the server thing on Steam, but that's only a preference. It's not a direct rule.
You can't lock servers.
We rang
Adam Internet.
We rang the Adam Internet helpline. See, I thought I'd cut that bit out in case it made noise when he walked past.
Okay.
We rang the Adam Internet helpline and said, can we get unmetered downloads? And the guy was like, yeah, it's fine. Just get Steamwatch and select the Adam server. So we both downloaded Steamwatch.
We're like, cool, and that sounds easy.
Yeah, and there's no Adam server listed in Steamwatch.
Yeah.
Then you have to go in and like manually put in the ISPs that are good, which we got off a Whirlpool forum, and who knows
how...
He means
IP address.
Oh.
You did it again. That's all.
I've made that mistake every time I've said this story. And now I'm going to sound like such a noob
on
the podcast.
Fine.
IP address. And the IP freely. And and yeah, and we still can't figure out how to do it. And then I tried like three other programs to make it happen, and it still hasn't happened. And then I read someone saying that Steam has now changed the way they deliver data to users, and
it's more of a torrent sort of thing where you just
it can't necessarily be unmetered anymore.
No, because what it does is it picks up like it opens up say four or five different connections to different servers,
yeah,
and then takes bits of the file from it. exactly how a BitTorrent works.
Yep.
Except it's running off servers instead of other people's computers.
Right, so
instead of weather balloons. It's impossible to, like, to lock it onto the Atom server, even if you could find it. You'd get maybe 1/5 of the data would be unmetered.
So, okay, so yeah. Unfair.
So for a 5 gig download, you'd only use 4 gig of your... In a perfect world.
In a
it'd
perfect
probably
world,
be more
yeah.
like, you know, 100 meg.
In a perfect world, Atom there wouldn't be shit. Any...
So...
No, I'm just saying...
Atom servers aren't Telstra, so they're probably
shit. I mean, like, the Atom Steam Telstra.
Yeah.
Steam...
Atom Steam Telstra.
Steam server.
So...
Yeah, you know what I mean.
Yeah, I mean, The problem there is Adam should not be saying on their site
No.
Steam download content is unmetered.
And that guy from Adam shouldn't have been like, download this piece of software.
Yeah, it's easy as. Let's ring him now, put him on speaker.
Yeah. Hello, this is Triple Jump. Do you know who the fuck we are?
Actually, Andrew, who has been on the show once or twice before, he was like, because he's contemplating changing his internet plan. And he saw this, and then, like, we were talking about it on Skype and looked into the whole thing. And it's just, it's impossible to actually get unmetered downloads.
Mm.
And he's just like, well, fuck, what's the point of going to Atom then? Because, like, the data plans are really small. So if you're downloading, say you bought a shitload of games in the sale, there goes your monthly limit. Same with the PSN Plus, like, freebies.
Yeah, I know.
It's just ruining my data plan. Like,
well, this is the problem that I have with digital distribution in general. Is that everyone's like, digital distribution is going to be the best thing ever in the good.
Data plans aren't enough for
Australia, it doesn't work.
Some people only have
Canada
like,
too. Apparently,
oh, okay.
Some people only have like 15, 20 gig per month.
Yeah, no shit.
That's two games.
That's nothing.
Bam.
That's nothing. Then
if you want to play online or surf the internet.
Or update the fucking thing on PSN.
Thing is though, 15 gig a month.
That stupid air freshener is so disgusting.
15 gig a month. Could you even run Twitter on 15 gig a month? I don't think
yes.
you could.
No,
you couldn't.
You could.
No. No chance.
Absolutely not.
No sarcasm
no
there at all. Yeah.
I mean, even on my phone, I go through 1.5 gig.
And that's just on Twitter.
Yeah, random, exactly. Random question. Has anyone ever played Star Wars Battlefront 2?
I've never gone on Twitter.
I have.
Is it any good?
It's actually a really cool game. And that's why I can see why everyone's so bummed out. It's basically, did you ever play any of the earlier Battlefield games? Like 1942
or
number 2? I'm pretty sure it's actually
like,
built on the Battlefield 2 engine.
I know it's like that, but is it actually like genuinely good? Good fun?
Yeah.
Actually,
I love it.
Yeah.
Have you got it?
I think I played this.
I have.
No,
yeah.
It's okay.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No,
I played it on a friend's computer.
One.
And I'm thinking of buying it in the Steam sale.
Hmm.
Yeah, I'm looking at this going, maybe I'll get it.
It's pretty cool. Yes. You should all buy it and then we can play it together.
What about the Star Wars pack?
Definitely.
Star Wars pack is $50
$49.
And has 13. I have most of these games. Star Wars Republic Commando, by the way, is
Star
fucking
Wars
great.
Games.
That
yeah.
is a great shooter.
I remember hearing that was really good.
It's a really good game. It disappoints me that there's no sequel coming to that and people haven't played it much.
Star Wars games have always been like one of those franchises that are generally on the mark.
Yeah, but then you get Force
let's
Unleashed.
Let's not get ahead of ourselves.
Then you get, then you get
like,
Force Unleashed 2 and Star Wars Connect.
Yeah.
Generally, I said.
But
compared to something like
yeah,
The Simpsons.
I know.
Yeah.
I know.
Maybe two good games out of
how's that iPhone
Simpsons
guy, game going?
It's still not released on the App Store after about 5 months. I gave up
great.
And then it like came up with a little notification, hey, we've given you like 60 free donuts or some shit, which is, you know, about $6 worth of real life money in game.
Nice.
So I'm
just
like,
to lure
oh, cool.
you back in.
All right.
But then I realized, oh, I already got to the level cap, so what's the point of me playing anymore?
Well, let's get onto some news. First up, I have loaded here that one of the higher ups, or not one of the higher ups, the CEO of Fifth Cell, the guys who made
the
highest of ups at Fifth Cell, who are the studio
the
that
highest of five,
awesome, who developed Scribblenauts and recent release Hybrid on XBLA, have gone on the record to say that the Wii U is definitely more powerful than the 360 and the PlayStation 3, which completely negates reports earlier in the year of many developers going, it's
it's probably different.
I'd say it's probably on par.
That's why there's... No.
I'd
like,
say it on,
it's
on
probably
par.
Got the power to be greater, but because Nintendo have probably loaded their own... Like, it's probably just completely different code. It's like the PS3 was to
Well,
Xbox.
Apparently this is a lot easier to develop for than the other consoles, and Xbox
oh, really?
Is apparently the easiest of the lot to develop for because it's very much like a Windows
Well, yeah, that's the big problem everyone's had with PlayStation ports, because they get ported over from the Xbox because it's too hard to code
for the PlayStation to go the other way. Yeah,
but then you look at the PlayStation exclusives; they're just
well, that's because they focus amazing. All of their monies yeah, on making yeah, the game yeah. look great, whereas they make it all on Xbox and they're like, "Shit, let's shoehorn this bitch."
Hmm.
But yeah, no, apparently it's really easy to develop for the Wii, but like you've also got to consider the processing power now for streaming content onto two Wii gamepads, the two yeah. tablet screens and stuff. And yeah, plus other like black magic going on.
And also, definitely more powerful than PS3 and 360, like 7 years after they came out.
I know.
Surely that's not actually a news story, to
yeah.
be honest.
Yeah. It's more of an expectation.
Yeah. It's
expectation,
like,
even.
Hey, Wii U followed the general trend of technology.
Speaking of announcements that aren't announcements, apparently there's a new Battlefield game being made.
What
holy
are they going to call it?
Holy fuck.
What number in the series have they designated it?
Modern Warfare 4? See, but they've only released two DLC packs for it so far out of five.
Yeah, it's a while down the line.
Yeah.
What it is, it's because on the new Medal of Honor game, and some of you may remember on the old Medal of Honor game, which again was the newer Medal of Honor game when they rebooted it. Let me start again.
I didn't know what you said.
When they rebooted Medal of Honor,
they gave you
about
2
years ago, it came with a little thing where if you bought the limited edition, you got exclusive Battlefield 3 beta access, which I think at the time was the first time they actually were like, hey, Battlefield 3's coming out, everyone. And then, of course, Medal of Honor came out. It wasn't that good. And when was the beta? It would have been September last year, the Battlefield beta, I think.
Thereabouts, yeah.
Yeah, and
I remember because it was so close to
they work. Were like, hey!
Yes, because it was when I was overseas.
Yeah. I remember, like, you know, people ringing Dice like, hey, just wondered where that Battlefield beta is. Call back later. You know, hey, how's that Battlefield beta going along? Hey, it's me again. I heard a noise last time. I thought maybe you had picked up the phone, but obviously not. Anyway, and... So yeah, it did come. Turns out this exclusive access was about 48 hours beforehand, before it went public.
Woo!
Was it worth buying the limited edition of Medal of Honor 4? No. So...
No, senor.
No.
Basically, yeah, the new Medal of Honor is coming out soon. I don't know when. I haven't really been paying much attention. But it includes Battlefield 4 thing. And that's
okay.
it.
Whatever.
That's as far as it goes. It's like,
you get 44 special minutes of Battlefield 4 beta before it goes public.
I wonder
yeah,
if Battlefield 4 will have the same sort of just crazy buggy issues.
Well, betas
unless they roll off the same.
Betas are supposed to be buggy as fuck, though.
Yeah, I reckon they're probably.
Battlefield, like, DICE never fixed the eyes. The eyes still haunt the fuck out of me. Like, the eyes are just so creepy in the game.
Well, speaking of video games,
it's just like pure white.
speaking of video games, Fortnite, which is another video game, believe it or not, that is
often talk about video games
here
on this podcast.
On a video game podcast,
this is madness.
Fortnite, I thought we were talking about the Olympic event triple jump.
Fortnite is one of the upcoming releases being made by Epic Games. That signifies one of the first ever next generation releases ever. Coming ever.
Okay.
Like, in the history of ever. Yeah. Apparently, it's running on Unreal Engine 4. Is it 4 that's the next one? It's 4. Right?
Four.
Yeah, Unreal Engine 4, which is not optimized for this generation's consoles, according to Epic.
Okay.
Because
so maybe
it's
we'll
just
see
powerful.
This as a PC first.
Well, this...
It
this
be a change.
People are saying that this is signifying the beginning of the next generation.
Yeah.
And Cliffy B, or Cliff Bleszinski, one of the higher-ups of Epic...
Just Cliffy B.
Well, that's what everyone calls him. He specifically gone on to say that the next generation is already here, and it's PC.
It
probably
is.
Probably right.
Well, yeah.
It's not really the next generation. It's sort of like the continuous generation.
It's more like just an evolution.
Yeah. That's a good way.
So, yeah.
That's a good way of putting it.
Yeah.
Kutz
is typing something on thing.
Oh,
I think he was trying to be discreet.
Way to
yes.
ruin the discreet.
Yeah, no, I was trying to be hell discreet.
Okay, he says that random athlete still following Tump on the Twitter.
Triple jump.
No,
remember
Twitter.
We had
you wrote Tump.
We had a triple
yeah.
jumper following
like,
us.
Was it on Twitter or was it on
like
Facebook?
It was on Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah, was there a one? Cause, no, because I remember it was on Twitter because that was the one we did at the place.
The Trunk Podcast.
It was the...
at that.
It was the end of year one, and we said talk
they
to
keep
us
their
on Twitter. Parasite
food,
Twitter
things in there. Thank you very much.
Whatever. It's all north to me.
Yeah.
Once anyway, you get past
log into the Twitter
Port Road.
Okay.
It's far enough for me.
Oh no, I can't actually.
Why not?
Use my iPad. Right. iPad will work. Oh, sorry.
What's the password?
Okay.
We're just assuming
it's already there.
Okay.
Go to this.
What are you doing there?
There. And then I don't have the triple jump on there. Fuck. Okay, never mind.
Exactly.
Never mind. Sorry.
Start the podcast again.
Back on the show. So, yeah.
So the next gen will be PC, obviously, but.
Well, it's already here, basically, is what it's
saying. Sentence doesn't even make sense.
No, it's, Cliffy B just said that the next generation of consoles is already here and it's PC.
Yeah.
There's no way to disagree with that.
Yeah, it's going to be hard now that games are spread over every platform.
Hmm.
They're going to have to be, like, super scaled back.
Well, you look at something like Watch Dogs. Like, Watch Dogs is... People are like, oh my god, it's a next-gen game. How's it ever going to work on this generation of consoles? And then they look at Star Wars 1313, and everyone's like, uh-huh. So...
But they... What? What?
How are they?
Uh-huh.
Well, being like, that's going to work on this...
No, being like, uh-huh, next-gen.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Well, I don't think it's really any secret. Everyone knows
the next
generation is coming.
Well, that's... Yeah, but, like, so soon...
Brace yourself.
No, not even so soon. I'm just kidding. But like, yeah, it's
I'm not prepared.
but like, what I'm trying to say is that a lot of people are saying that this is the big push towards the next generation. Like, it's officially coming. Everyone's like, ooh, rumors about PS4 and Xbox 360. But like, people now we know that there is a specific game coming out that won't run on this gen's hardware, which signifies the fact that it must be the next generation. Next generation has to start at some point. End of 2013 has to be it. Whether that means that the new consoles will be released by then, or the fact that games will start coming out that won't support this generation.
Yeah, well, that's what I mean. Like, PC exclusives for a couple of months until the next gen comes out.
Yeah.
Which I would quite like.
Yeah. Well, it'll give me a reason to finally get off my ass and get a gaming PC kind of to play games with you guys.
You really should.
Even though I hate you guys, but whatever.
You know,
do you want me to build you one?
When I get money.
Give me a budget.
I can build you
a better one, let's be honest. I've had more years in the business.
In the business, okay.
In the biz.
That's why you
just
have the internet.
Coots a sexy machine. I built that bad boy.
It's only sexy because he has porn on it running in the background all the time.
And
because
I have green lights.
Yeah, I was talking about the whole green thing.
Was talking about his actual monitor with the boobies on it.
You could get a red and you could fight.
Okay. I see. Next up,
Luke's very excited about this.
Hyman Studios, the developers of one of my favorite games of last year, Transformers War for Cybertron. Not Wall of Cybertron. No one cares about walls. Fall of Cybertron. Or was it
Walls, on the other hand.
I'm pretty sure it's Fall of Cybertron.
Fall of Cybertron is this year.
Okay.
War for Cybertron was last year's one. That was very, very good. And, Hyman Studios is developing a Deadpool game.
Sorry, what?
Hyman Studios.
What did I say?
I heard that too.
Did I say Hyman? Yeah. Sorry, Hyman. I meant to say High Moon.
I heard
not
that.
Hyman.
I heard that broke.
Nice. High Moon Studios
God.
Is developing a Deadpool game.
Well, that would suit Deadpool.
Luke,
fill us in on who
Deadpool is.
Deadpool is a Marvel character who's not really in any of the big groups, although he's been associated with the X-Men. I think the Avengers have had a couple of run-ins with him. Not that much. Fantastic Four.
Spider-Man and him are pretty...
But they're not that great friends, aren't they?
They're not friends.
Yeah,
they hate each other.
Yeah.
Because
they're both wisecracking superheroes, basically.
Yeah, but Deadpool's just violent, so Spider-Man doesn't like to be around him.
Yeah, well, he's an assassin.
Yeah. But
As we can see from the trailer with all the cutting of the necks and everything.
Ignore X-Men Origins Wolverine. Deadpool is completely different.
I think the whole world has ignored X-Men Origins Wolverine.
But the first half of the movie that showed just Wade Wilson, not as Deadpool, that was true to what Deadpool should be.
Okay, everybody's dead.
Yeah.
Yeah. That,
but then when he got turned, went through, what's it called again?
The Weapon X program or
Weapon
something
X,
like that.
That's it. When he went through the Weapon X program and became this weird suit, he didn't have
the suit on for one piece of shit.
Didn't
he had
have
no
a mouth.
Mouth.
Didn't have a fucking mouth.
And he had laser eyes.
He's called and the
swords,
Merc
and swords
with the
in,
mouth.
And swords in his arms.
Yeah,
I don't understand how he can bend his arms when he had adamantium fucking swords up his arms.
I'm going to get angry now. Just let's stop talking about that abortion of a movie.
But let's talk about good Deadpool stuff.
Deadpool. I reckon the voice acting was okay.
Well, apparently, it sounds like Nolan North. Apparently it might be Nolan North, the voice of Nathan Drake.
I would have really liked to see Ryan Reynolds, because Ryan Reynolds has expressed a lot of...
He's supposed to be the Deadpool of the new movie coming out.
Yeah, exactly. He is like the one that's been backing the Deadpool movie to be made.
Mm.
Like, he is the one person that's trying to get it going.
Mm.
So I would have loved to see him in this, because he, as far as I see, he should be Deadpool. Mm. He can do this, like, that sarcastic... like humor it so well and just.
But I think it's also difficult because he's also Green Lantern now.
Yeah.
So now he's been both camps. He's been both DC and Marvel's camps.
DC.
Fuck off. Maybe fuck his rendition.
The movies.
Fuck his rendition of Green Lantern.
Other than
maybe.
The Batman movie, like the Batman series, I don't really care about DC.
Let's
movies.
Not get into this again, Luke.
Speaking of Marvel, it's a joke because no one was speaking of Marvel.
Yes, okay, yeah, good.
To Deadpool.
Oh, okay. I thought you were going to Spider-Man. I was going to be like, yeah, let's talk about Spider-Man.
In a second.
Right. Luke, do you want me to cut that joke out? Or...
Nah.
Yeah, probably.
Okay.
Anyway.
Good. It's dead.
It's our most edited podcast ever.
I want to see more of this, because the trailer doesn't really give a whole lot away. It's more just him cracking...
I don't know, man. It's him killing a lot of people.
Yeah, but you know he's going to be killing a lot of people.
I didn't know he was going to be killing a lot of people that violently. Like, you actually see him split some necks open and shit with his sword. I was like,
have you read the comics?
No.
You should read the comics.
I want to.
That was nothing compared to the comics.
Okay, fair enough. But yeah, he's also a character that likes to break the fourth wall a lot, which is what's funny because in the trailer he does that.
Did
they?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
don't know much about what
it's
Deadpool's
really hard to explain unless you've read a lot of, like, because I've read pretty much all of Deadpool's comics.
All of them?
No, I've read probably about 90% of Deadpool comics, because he only got introduced like mid-90s or something like that. So he's not like one of the oldest characters, but if you've read a lot of his comics...
So that's how percentages work. If he was introduced in the 70s, you would have read 70%. And so on. Sorry.
Anyway. He's such a dick. It'll be interesting because, I mean, Deadpool had a big long-standing thing with Cable.
Oh, a giant penis.
Cable, who is another Marvel
superhero. A big
superhero.
Long-standing thing.
Alright, I'm just going to leave this. On to Spider-Man.
Yeah, let's go on to Spider-Man. So Spider-Man was great.
Spider-Man was amazing.
It was amazing. Like, the amazing Spider-Man, in fact.
No, but I mean, like...
Hey, you're riding him hard tonight, huh?
Yeah, you just won't let up. compared to the Tobey Maguire trilogy, this is just like on another level.
I think the first two...
It's completely different.
I think the first two Spider-Man films, Tobey Maguire's renditions, were great. The second one better than the first. I think this one was fantastic, but in a different way. I think this was just a completely different kind of Spider-Man.
He did play Spider-Man a lot better. Like, the way he acted and...
I think you're right. I think
he had that sort of like awkwardness to him, which is what Spider-Man.
I think Tobey Maguire played a better Spider-Man, but Andrew Garfield, who's in this one, probably played a better Peter Parker.
Yeah. But then that Peter Parker kind of rubbed off on Spider-Man
inside his suit, perhaps.
Why am I laughing?
I don't know, because we're stupid.
Yep.
But no, the film was great. I mean, the CG was okay. It was fine. Like, the stuff with the lizard and stuff was alright. The thing that pissed me off the most about the movie was the fact that Spider-Man had black eyes. For some reason, that just really pissed me off.
That's racist.
Yeah. No, every time I saw him, like, it's nighttime and stuff. He's got these black eyes instead of...
They're sunglasses.
Yeah, but why is he wearing sunglasses at nighttime?
To conceal his identity.
What is he, Kudo Sonoda of Microsoft? Like, it's just... It's really dumb to be fighting crime in sewers. The guy who like developed, or one of the front men of Kinect. Remember how at E3 he's always at E3 with sunglasses
on? He's got longish hair. Maybe that guy.
He's got dark hair with glasses.
Think of Slash.
I often get those two mixed up.
He's the guy who was like, "Hey, if you ever wanted to see underneath an avatar's boot," and then like Kinect like shits its pants and like bam.
Yeah, I do actually sort of remember that.
Yeah, it's Kudos Noda. He's the one who wears sunglasses all the time. I was making a
kudos
shit.
Kudos to him. Kudos.
Either
yeah.
way, I like Spider-Man.
I like Spider-Man. That was good.
It will probably
kudos
be...
aside, I like Spider-Man.
It will probably be my third favorite superhero movie of the year.
Yeah, probably.
Just because it's got, you know, The Dark Knight Rises and The Avengers to live up to.
Yeah, that's very true.
But it will be definitely my
this, this year has been a very good...
It'll definitely be a movie.
it'll be top three.
It'll be... Like, this year's been a really good year for, let's say, video game movies. For superhero movies.
Yeah,
that's
just...
For show.
And two of them are Marvel.
Yeah.
One DC.
One of them DC, but DC...
Marvel wins again.
But, no, but Dark Knight's gonna do much better than Avengers, though. Stop laughing at the air freshener. It's disgusting.
See, I don't know. It will do very, very well. It might do a little bit better, but I think they'll still be...
A little bit better is still better.
You said a lot better.
It's still better.
Yeah, but I mean, it won't be that big a difference between the two. I mean, like...
Maybe.
Both of them are going to be amazing films. Both of them have, like,
oh, yeah,
killer, like...
And at the end of the day, we still win because we get awesome movies.
Yeah, I mean, both of them have, like, the best cast list ever seen in a, like, superhero movie. It's Inception.
Yeah, I was going to say. Okay.
What just happened?
I don't know.
Or is it like...
Angelo just won't agree with anything I said.
It's being difficult.
Let's move on. So, next up we have a story that Furla has opened on his laptop. Bring us to light, fella.
Well,
how do you pronounce that?
I don't know.
I don't think anyone knows.
I'm going to pronounce it Ua.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. I'll just call it Oh yeah. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Basically, it's a idea that's been put forward at the moment.
Oh yeah.
Which is a $99 console running on open
Android.
Source Android. Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically. Costs $99. It's a console running Android. Comes with an SDK in every console. Open source. Anyone can develop for it. And basically just a, you know,
cool idea.
Yeah, like, hey, we get that most of you are pretty smart out there. Let's hook something up. Yeah. So, you know, you could buy it for $99 and have an Android console that plugs into your TV. Or you could buy it for $99. And play around with it. Rooting the console. I know what you're thinking.
I know what I'm thinking. I'm thinking, ooh yeah.
I'm thinking pot plants, but okay, just like, you know.
Well,
I was making a joke about the name of the console.
Yeah.
For you iOS users out there, rooting is your equivalent of jailbreaking. Which you can do with Android.
Jailbreaking.
For
I thought you didn't need to jailbreak.
You don't. But if you want to, I guess if you want to develop for it or run your own custom apps and that sort of shit, with
custom,
you know, circumnavigating the market and whatnot.
Custom apps, I love custom apps.
Oh yeah,
sorry.
You always do this when I tried. Anyway, so it's easy to root. Rooting won't void your warranty, and everything opens with standard screws. And there's some sentences which shouldn't be well put together.
Can't screw up, but you can root it.
That's great.
I like the humor they're putting behind this console. Yeah.
Hardware hackers, if you will, can create their own peripherals and connect via USB or Bluetooth. You want our hardware design? Let us know. We might just give it to you. Surprise us. That's straight from their... At the moment, it's in Kickstarter phase. That's straight from their Kickstarter page, which they had a goal of $950,000, and they've made almost $5 million. They made $2 million overnight, and they're almost up to $5 million now.
See,
so,
and
22
it's
days
you
to go.
You can already buy Android boxes that you can put on your TV.
Can you?
Yes.
Can you?
But do they work?
Yes.
No, but do they have their own controller? Do they have their
no,
own actual development
but,
system and stuff? Like, are they dedicated, or is it just a
no.
box that runs Android?
It's a box that runs Android.
How much does it cost you?
About $99.
I don't know about that, Luke. I guess it's a cool idea. It's a console. They say that they, you know, want to take it, I guess, back to the sort of the days of sitting in your bedroom with your pants off programming your Commodore 64 to say
those days.
Stewie is cool sort of thing. Like, so, you know, it's an interesting idea, and it's definitely a refreshing I don't know, a breath of fresh air from an industry at the moment where modding is really dying out because all the publishers are like, meh.
Except for Valve, because Valve are kind of pushing it.
Will it be running
its cool.
And Bethesda.
Will it be running its own version of Android, like its own sort of proper dedicated OS, or will it just be running like a modified version of like a tablet?
I think
it'll
be kind of like the overlays you get on mobile devices. Yeah. Like, you know how like you've got HTC's Sense or Samsung's whatever the fuck they call it. It'll just be an overlay.
I think at the moment all I know is it's Android. Powered by, I guess, the most recent version of Android at the time.
Ice cream sandwich.
Possibly. Depends how... there's no date for it to come out
yet. It could be Jello.
No, the next one's Froyo, isn't it?
No, Froyo's the previous one.
Oh, is it?
It's alphabetical. Okay. So after I, it'd be Jelly. But it's American, so it'd be Jello.
Oh.
Or it'd be...
Jello!
So, yeah. Or it'd be something that starts with K. A dessert that starts with K.
KY Jello.
Kit Kat. Oh. Nice.
Nice. That's after the dessert.
So, yeah. That's pretty much it. You can jump on Kickstarter right now.
Never.
So give us the specs of the
search shit out.
I saw the specs down there. What are
those? You love the specs, don't you?
I do.
I'm sorry, I'm just reading. Yeah, okay, yeah. Tegra 3 quad-core processor, which regular viewers will know is the same processor I have in my tablet.
Good stuff.
1 gig of RAM, 8 gig of internal flash storage, which isn't too much. HDMI connection to the TV with support for up to 1080p HD. Wi-Fi, your B, your G, and your N's. Bluetooth, LE 4.1. No, USB 2.1. Wireless control with standard controls, 2 analog sticks, D-pad, 8 action buttons, a system button, a touchpad. And Android. Android 4.0.
See, that disappoints me that it's got USB 2. Rather than USB 3.
Well, what controller are you going to need that's going to run on USB 3?
Well, what if you want to expand the memory and put in a better external hard drive and you want it to run
USB 2 will run... USB 1 will run games off of it.
Oh, yeah, but like, USB 3 is the next format of USB, and it's been out for like another... for about a year and a half now. And it should be becoming standard.
Possibly to keep the cost down. To keep it in that $99 bracket.
Keep the cost down. Plus, the benefits of USB 3 are greatly... like overhyped,
exaggerated.
I don't know, man.
Exaggerated. It's capable of doing fast speeds, but you do not need that.
Well, you don't need a high speed internet. You don't need high speed internet, but it's nice to have. It'd be nice to be able to transfer a lot of data. Like
I mean like,
or even
data internet. Even internet. If you have like, if you can stream a HD video without waiting for anything, you don't need any extra bandwidth if that's all you want to do. But if you want to download stuff or you're doing it, you need the extra bandwidth. If you've got a game or something running off USB 2, and that's all it's going to be doing, because obviously running a game is all it's going to be pulling off that hard drive, and that is available on USB 2, you don't need USB 3, because that's just overkill for something you're never going to use.
But it depends, though, because what if you've got a game like...
Because USB 3 devices are backwards compatible.
But I guarantee you, these people who are going to develop for this are going to treat this like a PC or like Linux or something. And like right now,
I would go as far to say they'll treat it as an Android platform.
No. But like, what I mean is...
On PCs.
What I mean is that you're going to get... At the moment, you're going to get your Angry Birds. You're going to get all your little games like that for now. Yeah. Oh, look, you can play it on your console. Then people are going to start thinking bigger. And it's going to be like Xbox Live, where at first it's going to be about the small downloadable games. Then you're going to get huge releases on that. And you're going to need the extra hard drive space. 8 gigabytes isn't going to cut it.
Yeah. I mean, USB 3 is only really good for a big file getting transferred.
But that's what I mean. Like, you need that. Eventually.
Not really, because if you're loading a game onto it, or like downloading a game, that's a lot of small little like packets. If you're say if you plug the hard drive into your computer and you've got the download on your computer, drag and drop it onto the hard drive, if it's like 6 terabytes, it'll go super fast on USB 3. If you've got 20 files that are all broken up but still equal 6 gigabytes, it will take longer on USB 3 than it will on USB 2.
I don't know about that.
I
doubt that very much. Nice image there, Coots, of...
There's an Angry Birds board game released. Why? It's more fun on your phone. It won't work in real life. End of story. I just pulled that picture up.
And those kids look like massive fuckheads.
There's no board.
There is no board.
How can they claim to be a board game?
Kids piss me off sometimes.
So what's your profession again, Angelo?
I teach high school children.
See, it would be a lot better if it was like in an ant farm, so it was all constrained to 2D.
You were just killing ants.
Did anyone ever have an ant farm as a child?
Yeah.
No.
Successfully run ant farm? Mine never seemed to work out.
You successfully run like a sweatshop.
Successfully,
yeah. Yeah, like were you making profit off it?
No, like, a little ant economy and everything.
Did the ants actually do anything, or did they just get in there and be like, well, what the fuck we do now?
Like,
we're constrained
the,
in
if
this.
If you catch a queen, and they just serve the queen. They just...
Oh, well, you gotta get deep into the hive to get a queen.
Yeah, well, that's the dream.
Okay. Is to get... I mean, it's... And the luring of the ants into the trap as well is like, you know, how do you get the little sugar water and you're like, come on, into the tube. No ant's gonna go on the tube.
Can't ants also just, like, kind of designate someone as the queen and then just
ants
develop
into
one?
Ants are the craziest people.
Or am I thinking shit up?
I don't know. Maybe.
Don't they have
possible.
Like a Jurassic Park kind of thing where they just like life just finds a way kind of shit?
Possibly.
Life.
I think I read that somewhere. I could just be talking shit. I don't know. Anyway.
Seems legit.
Any other news or business or bullshit we want
to... Well, I really need to leave. There's a lot I want to talk about, but I can wait till next week because it's not happening until September.
Okay.
It's mainly Microsoft.
Okay.
All their new shit they're announcing.
Okay.
But yeah, I need to go. Pretty so,
cool. All right. Well, let's wrap it up there. You can follow
the
us.
Power.
You can follow us. You can follow us each on Twitter. Luke is at Luke Former. James is at Furlerer. I'm at Mangiev. That's MANGIEV. And Coots is at Nick Ibis. That's NICKIBIS. You can like us on Facebook, facebook.com/triplejumppod
as well.
Yeah, you can do that, but no one fucking does that. Gives a shit about
Sorry.
Nah, that's alright.
me and James barely use Twitter as it is.
Yeah, no.
Coots and I, on the other hand,
I'm
tweet
all
like
over.
Loafers. Yeah, Coots,
all over the
Coots all over it. Yeah.
Twitterati.
nice. I think that's really about it. Dark Knight Rises comes out this week. Is it this week?
We'll definitely be talking about
that. Yeah, we'll definitely talk about that. Coots won't because he hates movies.
I do. If someone buys me a ticket, I'll get drunk and watch it. But
okay.
I like the burping in between there. If I can, someone buy me a ticket,
if someone
wants
to get to the same buzz level I am.
And that's
buy
it
me a ticket.
That's it for this week. thanks, guys, and we'll see you in 2 weeks.
Toodaloo.
See ya. I'm sick. Would have been better if that thing just like queefed into the microphone.